Now, friends, we come to the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and we've come now to a new section, and it's concerning spiritual gifts. That's from 12 through 14. And we have here in chapter 12 the endowment of gifts. In chapter 13, the energy of gifts. And in chapter 14, the exercise of gifts. Now, he's going to use the human body as the classic illustration of this. We've come actually to a major division in 1 Corinthians. You'll not discover it in my notes for the very simple reason that I have a different ladder on which I've divided the book. But fundamentally and basically, 1 Corinthians divides itself into two major divisions. The first section has to do with carnalities, and the second section has to do with spiritualities. Now, we want to see that, so we come here in this first section now. The gifts are given to maintain unity in diversity. Now, that's in 12th chapter, the first 11 verses. I'm reading verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. Now, if you'll notice in your text that the word gifts is in italics, that means that it actually is not in the original. That was added for the sake of clarity. But very frankly, I don't think that putting spiritual gifts here really clarifies anything. It rather confuses. And you will notice that the Revised Standard Version, which we don't always recognize, we have spiritual gifts there. And in the New English Bible, it's gifts of the Spirit. In the Berkeley translation, it's spiritual endowments. And then you'll find a good note on it in the Scofield Reference Bible. Now, actually, the word in the Greek is pneumakon, spiritualities. And you don't need to supply gifts. And it's in contrast to the carnalities. You'll recall back over in the third chapter, Paul said when he was discussing with them the divisions among them and all these other things, he says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." So he's speaking to them in the beginning, answering their questions, and it concerns carnalities, that things that carnal Christians would be interested in. So that what you have in that first section is carnalities. In this second section, beginning here at chapter 12, you have spiritualities. And I feel that Paul is just heaving a sigh of relief when he gets here to chapter 12. And the reason is, Paul was perfectly willing to discuss these other things, but he wanted to talk to them about the spiritualities. Now, the carnalities had to do with their divisions, their wranglings about different persons, about adultery, going to court against brethren, the sex problem, women's dress, men's haircuts, the meal offering, and gluttony at the Lord's Supper, and drunkenness. That's all carnalities. But if you'll notice, that's where the church is today. Church is connected with that. But now we come to the spiritualities, and he's going to discuss them. Now, in the first section, it's corrective. Here in this section, it's constructive. And Paul was glad to change the subject. And I think today the church needs to get off of the thing that it seems to be going around a circle in, these things today. The question, you know, is always asked in a very sophisticated manner. We feel like we should tell our young people about sex. You better tell them about the spiritual things, friends. They'll find out about the other. I can assure you that. And the spiritualities. And so we've got today in our churches running a program that keeps young people about 4 miles away from the Bible. They never get there. It's always hipped on these different things that are popular for the moment, fads, as it were. Now, that is a sign of carnality. Now, when we come to this section, the three subjects, actually, that he'll discuss, one is the unifying spirit, the other is the law of love, and then the resurrection, the triumph that the believer has in the resurrection. Now, the gifts, by the way, just happen to be one of the spiritualities. And so let's move down into this area here, and let's look at this for just a moment or two.